All right, nice to have everyone back with us on this Saturday evening. As I've said many times on the show, I've been to Bridge Bank this week in Oakland, and of course they are open. You go in one person at a time. However, for all the intricate banking needs, Bridge Bank has got it together. We had Fred Voss on, the senior marketing director for Bridge Bank in the Bay Area, and laid out how complicated these loans are and things that are going on. You need a bank that understands it, and Bridge Bank has done a tremendous job. So if it's Sheetal Cordova, if it's Jesse Garcia, if it's Mike Letterman, no matter who you talk to, Fred Voss, Bridge Bank has got it together. So for me, just walking in there this week and seeing a couple of the tellers and people, it's always family. So absolutely, Bridge Bank, member of the FDIC and the Western Alliance Bank family, check it out. In these intricate times, and they are going to get more complicated, believe me, financially, Bridge Bank is there for you. Well, a pleasure to bring on Dale Tafoya, T-A-F-O-Y-A, and he is an author, and he's written a book called Billy Ball, Billy Martin and the Resurrection of the Oakland A's. And Dale Tafoya, I have known you for a while. You've written a couple of books. You've been in many, many outlets here in the Bay Area, media outlets, and you do a great job. But Dale, nice to have you on the show, and we go back a ways together, don't we?
Absolutely, Marty. First of all, honored to be on your show, and I know this is the Giants flagship, and the Giants are a part of the Billy Ball story, so I'm looking forward to talking to you about that. But yeah, I when I first started writing books over 20 years ago, I didn't know anyone, and it's really intimidating because the publishing world is full of rejection, and these publishers, they want you to have a platform, and here am I. No experience. I want to write books. Didn't know anybody. Didn't know any beat writers or columnists in the Bay Area. So what you have to start doing is start writing articles on blogs and websites. And some of the first articles I submitted was to Love of the Game Production. And that was your website, right, Marty?
That's correct. Yeah, way back.
Absolutely. Wow,
probably 20 years ago, maybe.
Right. And so that's kind of where you start, and you start getting known, and then publishers start seeing your name, and that's when you start getting the book deals. So I'm really grateful for your great website, and I know that was your intention when you started it, to give young writers an opportunity to express themselves and talk sports.
Yeah, and we still do it. Love of the Game Productions with an S on the end .com, and we archive all the shows there. But Dale, you've got this book out. It's called Billy Ball. It's self-explanatory. Billy Martin and the Resurrection of the Oakland A's. And what's really amazing about it is the period of history. You know, I love the history of the United States and baseball and how they intertwine. And here we are at the end of the 70s, and the A's are mired in the free agency and the market and Charlie Finley. And they're losing 100 games plus, and nobody's going out there. And all of a sudden, the deal is made, and Billy Martin shows up in the Bay Area, a Berkeley kid, a fiery manager. He's had success already. And here it is, the marriage made in heaven, Billy Martin and the Oakland A's. And it changed Bay Area baseball forever, I believe. So tell us about the book and obviously your interest in it and how you put it together.
Well, this story, I'm a baseball historian, and I was studying the bowels of Oakland A's history. And there's a lot of great books to be discovered when you really put a magnifying glass to history. And Marty, I was looking at this renaissance from 1979 when the A's lost 108 games and they drew less than 307,000 that season in 1979. And during one game, April 17th, 1979, the A's announced a crowd of only 653 fans. So I studied this renaissance in Oakland, Marty, when they drew less than 307,000. By 1982, after Billy was hired, the A's had drawn over 1.7 million fans and were Baseball America's organization of the year. So I wanted to look at this topic and to really capture this renaissance, this Oakland Billy Ball renaissance. It really required me to study Billy Martin, who grew up in Oakland, who was a part of Oakland baseball history when he played for the Oaks in 1948. And the Oakland area was looking for entertainment in the 40s after post-World War II and the Depression. And the Oaks provided a great Oakland renaissance as well. So this is a story of Billy Martin coming home and really making the difference and resurrecting that franchise. And like I said, Billy Martin's shelf life wasn't long in every city, but he knew how to shake a city and make an immediate impact for everywhere he went. And that's exactly what he did, Marty, when he took over the A's in 1980.
Well, the book is Billy Ball, Billy Martin and the Resurrection of the Oakland A's. Dale Tafoya, T-A-F-O-Y-A, is the author of the book. And it really, the foreword is by Ken Korak, our good friend who's the broadcaster for the A's. But what is Billy Ball? Now, of course, we just lost Matt Kehoe, who was one of the pitchers that Billy had. And maybe Billy Ball, I'll ask you, what is Billy Ball known for? What is Billy Ball? How did this renaissance happen? What did he do to ignite the Bay Area behind him?
Great question, Marty. But when it comes down to it, Billy Martin made these group of young A's players, as you mentioned, the Matt Kehoes, the Mike Norrises, the Mike Keiths, a young Ricky Henderson, who was also a hometown hero. He made these young kids, these young A's players that were used to playing in front of 1,000 fans in the late 70s at the Coliseum. He made these young kids believe in themselves. And Billy Ball, and as I mentioned in the book, Ralph Wiley first coined the great late Oakland Tribune columnist. Ralph Wiley first coined the A's version of Billy Ball on a March 23rd Oakland Tribune Sunday column. And Billy Ball was about aggressive base running. He was keeping opposing managers on their toes. Billy Martin frustrated so many opposing managers that season. I mean, players too. He had Lance Parrish break the visitors' dugout at the water fountain in the visitors' dugout at the Coliseum with a bat. So it was just keeping the opposing manager on their toes, and just a great story. And Billy Martin just brought that aggressiveness, and he just injected confidence in the whole franchise when he got there. And if you remember, Charlie Finley hired Billy Martin, and the press conference to hire him as A's manager was held in Chicago, not Oakland, because Finley hadn't paid the $200 California business license to do business in Oakland to announce the hiring. So, yeah, it's just a fun time when Billy Martin came and just provided some hope to the Oakland area and that A's franchise. And they became really the story of baseball that season, with going from 108 losses all of a sudden to a second-place finish in 1980.
Dale Tafoya with us, author of the book Billy Ball. I guess when I think of Billy Ball, I do think of an aggressive manager. I think of someone who fought with the umpires. But I think the most important part of Billy Ball, as you mentioned, Mike Norris and Rick Langford and Brian Kingman, and, of course, Matt Kehoe, and I know I'm leaving one out there, but or maybe I'm not, but the complete games and everything, just the way he handled, it was all-time baseball, and he brought that to the Bay Area. That's what I thought.
Right, and as you mentioned, the A starters that season in 1980, the first year, they completed 93
Steve McCaddy, games. That's the one I left out, yeah.
Right, but yeah, Steve McCaddy. The A starters, that group, that five, the five aces, they threw 93 complete games in 1980. And it was just incredible. And if you study the story in real time, Billy Martin really didn't have a closer like he had with the Yankees, his previous team. He didn't have a Ron Davis or a Goose Gossage. So whenever Billy came to a city to manage a team, as you know, Marty, he wanted to win immediately. He poured his soul into winning immediately, and he knew the best chance to win with the Oakland A's was to have his starters pitch complete games. Bob Lacy was his reliever, and Bob Lacy led the A's with six saves in 1980. Also, Marty, these group of five starters, they were receiving so much media attention for completing so many games, they were battling Billy to stay on that mound. They loved the attention, and also they were just trying to keep their spot on the rotation. None of those five starters were proven pitchers. So I know Billy Martin gets a lot of criticism for overusing his staff, but in real time, when this story was going on, these pitchers battled him to stay on that mound, And in the end, he needed them to complete games to bring the success he did to Oakland.
Well, it's a lot of fun. Boy, it's a good recollection of Billy Ball, and it took a lot of work on your part and interviews to do it. What is the one thing maybe you learned about Billy Martin or Billy Ball that you didn't know that you learned after doing the book?
I think that Billy Martin, I was so intrigued, Marty, that wherever Billy went, starting when he first, after his playing career with the Yankees, and he held on with being a coach for the Twins, and he got his first managerial gig with the Twins in 1969. Everywhere he managed, he resurrected a team. He knew how to heal a sick team and shake a city and bring baseball fever to a city. He did that in 1969 with the Twins. He did it with Detroit, his next stop. He totally resurrected and saved Texas Rangers baseball in 1974. He brings the World Championship to New York with the Yankees in 77. And, of course, he resurrected the A's in 1980. And by 1982, as I mentioned, the A's drew over 1.7 million fans and were Baseball America's Organization of the Year. In fact, Marty, Billy Ball is not just a story about where the A's rise in the standings. It's about just the crowds and the media attention. Billy Martin was on the front cover of Time magazine. You know that, May of 1981, the A's five aces were on the front cover of Sports Illustrated. So it really was just an incredible renaissance that had captured America's history during that time, especially in 1981. Billy Ball reached its peak in 1981 after the Hosses bought the team the first year and poured money into the franchise to take it where to make the A's really a first-class operation.
Well, a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I always recommend the Book Tree in Montclair. I know hopefully they're going to be open soon. David does a great job. Where would one get the book if they want it?
Right now it's online everywhere. They can just Google Billy Ball. There'll be Amazon, Barnes & Noble, my publisher. And as you mentioned, there's some libraries starting to open up in stores, so it'll be on some shelves in some bookstores and libraries soon, as soon as everything opens up.
Well, terrific. Congratulations, Dale. It's a lot of fun, and just picking it up, and things come back to you very quickly, and there's a lot of familiar names, and a lot of local people helped you with it. So congratulations, and we'll have you on again. A pleasure. Thanks, Dale.
Okay. Thank you, Marty. Take care now.
That is Dale Tafoya, Tafoya. The book is Billy Ball, Billy Martin, and the Resurrection of the Oakland A's, and it is a Bay Area story. Hey, remember, if you're up in the Bodega Bay area this weekend, the Tides Wharf restaurant is not open, but the fish market is open. The snack bar is open. The gift shop is open. And talking with Gene Bogato, hopefully on June 1st, we're going to get the restaurant open and get that going. So it's gorgeous, gorgeous weather up in Bodega Bay. If you do social distancing, wear your mask, take care of yourself, there's probably no more beautiful spot to go up there. So check it out up at the wharf, up at Bodega Bay. As I say, the fish market is open. And, you know, this is king salmon season, and you can get something terrific up there. So, Gene Bogato, thanks for that information, and we'll have more information about the Tides Wharf restaurant opening up too very, very shortly. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680 1045, the sports leader.